It's the original International House of Mojo. Wonder who the voodoo lady hired to run the place after she relocated to Puerto Pollo.
Hi, I'm Jason Harang, a.k.a. Udvernoki.
Hello, I'm... What? Hello, I'm Gabriel. I've already screwed this up. You might know me as Gabez. Now are you, Tingler.
I'm Chris, the Tingler Cable, and I apologise for interrupting Great Gabriel and jumping in early.
And I'm Peter Silk, a.k.a. Surplus Gamer, a.k.a. Mr. Coulomb in the old days.
I love the old days.
And we're back very briefly after our last podcast, because a mere day after we recorded it, a small game called Monkey Fucking Island was announced. So we kind of have to discuss that. And it's kind of weird because, you know, for all the previous games, you know, the announcement and the game's release was like 7 months apart at minimum. And now we only have like 1 month between the first Telltale episode to air our speculations and concerns and excitement and all these things. It's like... the area has been crunched down tremendously.
Yeah,
swines.
If someone had told me that this was going to happen 2 weeks ago, then I would just would have laughed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we do look like idiots in that first podcast now. It's pretty great.
I'm going to start off with an apology to LucasArts, though, for calling them soulless.
I think in my podcast I called them a hulking zombie of a company which should just die. Someone should just shoot it in the head.
Yeah, but other than that, you like them. Out. So...
But I've officially apologised now.
Yeah,
I'll never say a bad word of them again, unless they cancel it.
Which so, they probably will. Let's be honest.
Trying to think of what we would actually talk about. You know, something I think would be cool to share is like ideas we've always had for Monkey Island 5. Because you know, the fourth game has been like it's been 9 years since Escape from Monkey Island, and I think after a couple of years. Everyone kind of gave up on the possibility of there being a fifth one, but everyone kind of has their what-if ideas, like, you know, what if there was a Monkey Island 5, what would it sound like? Just to give an example, I can remember, like, a billion years ago on the Monkey Island forums, back when people used to post there, I think it was Jake and Lucas Tones who, like, proposed the idea that in Monkey Island 5, like, Guybrush and LeChuck should partner up, because it might be funny to, like, there might be, like, some... comedy fodder and them like having to grudgingly work together to defeat some like even bigger foe. And you know, Bill Tiller once said that like his version of Monkey Island 5 would have been like kind of like The Incredibles with kind of a retired Guybrush springing back into action. Like, what would your ideal Monkey Island 5 look like for you guys?
Well,
go on.
Well, I always wanted like a full on LeChuck raising all the undead pirates. It's going after Guybrush and maybe say Jambalaya Island being turned into a big undead town with
that
any like
cool.
Stan selling replacement limbs and still alive. Murray hanging around as like king.
Well, you know that horrible cliche that nobody likes it when they wake up and it's all a dream, that sort of thing. Obviously that's a horrible way to get away with doing a plot, but...
they've sort of done that, though, haven't they?
Yeah, in the case of Escape from Monkey Island, I'd be perfectly happy if all of that was just a horrible, horrible dream that never really happened.
But whatever you say...
I'm going to disagree with that.
Whatever you say about Monkey Island 4, you have to admit, the ending, they left it appropriately open-ended, you know... H.T. Marley is now the governor of Melee Island. They're done with the politics stuff. You know, the game closed with Guybrush and Elaine just kind of being free to have a more traditional pirate adventure. It's just like they can do whatever they want with Part 5. There's no real baggage. So, I mean, there's really no need
explaining,
for
it. Apart from explaining what happened to LeChuck and how he got out of the ultimate insult.
Like... Well, yeah, but I mean, that would have been an issue in any game. You're always going to defeat LeChuck at the end and have to explain that in the next one.
I suppose so, but I just, I don't know, I know that you feel differently about this, Jason, but I feel so let down by Escape from Monkey Island that I can't.
I don't.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm just saying it's not like, I mean, the whole point of the ending of Monkey Island 4 to me was that, like, the fifth game had no obligation to continue any of the plot. Like, they never had to show HT again if they didn't want to. Like, all it said was that, like, in the next game, Guybrush and Elaine can just be on whatever kind of unrelated adventure they want to be on.
But I guess that Telltale still felt the need to sort of distance themselves from it, because that's what they seem to have done by creating this idea of the imaginary Monkey Island 5 that we don't get to see, and the
yeah,
series the series is actually Monkey Island 6 in a way.
Yeah, I'm still very confused by that quote. I don't even know what they meant by that.
I think it's to give them like sort of freedom to like start again. And yeah. So you can start it from scratch and not have to play the other ones.
Yeah, they don't even need to.
But here's the thing: the none of the other games really continued right after the previous one. Like Monkey Island 2 was several months after the first game. Like Guybrush became like a legitimate pirate. He starts off with all this loot. Like he presumably went on all these unseen adventures between the first two games. And I mean, when Curse of Monkey Island opened up, you know, he had escaped from whatever they decided the ending of Monkey Island 2 was, but it was still, like, you know, how the hell did he get out of there? There was a whole story there, imaginary story, and when Monkey Island 4, it starts off when Elaine and Guybrush...
Well, 3 and 4, they sort of try to explain, sort of saying, this happened before at the beginning. With this one, they can sort of start from scratch, and no one's any the wiser. They don't have to explain anything.
Yeah. From what I've seen, it seems to be implied at the beginning of... Tales of Monkey Island, that a bigger adventure has happened maybe than what you would have seen before the other games, that there's some sort of grand adventure that's taken place and we're just getting to what would be the close of that, except then some crazy shit happens.
I like that. That's the Indiana Jones style.
Yeah. I like that too, but I do think that the previous games did do that to some extent. Escape from Monkey Island did open up with some ship battle that Elaine and Guybrush's honeymoon ship was involved with. I mean, we don't know how that battle came about. You know, the games do have a tendency to start off in the middle of the action, and that's a good storytelling device or tradition.
I suppose so, but it's a bit unusual to start the game with a battle with LeChuck. That's a strange place.
That's
Curse
of Monkey Island.
That is exactly how the third game started, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
But,
Telltale might be doing it to a far greater degree.
They're not, are they? It's not quite Battle of the Chuck, is it?
Well, it does. No, he's right. They do make it sound like the game sort of opens up with sort of like climactic battle a climax to a story we haven't seen.
To be fair, I've ignored all the previews, basically, including our own.
Yeah.
I suppose in Curse of Monkey Island, he sort of stumbles upon a battle with LeChuck. He's not going there with the purpose of defeating LeChuck, and it seems like at the beginning of Tales of Monkey Island, this is the moment that he's been waiting for in the fictional Monkey Island 5.
It doesn't matter.
Where he's finally going to defeat LeChuck. And,
right, yeah. Now I see what you're saying.
I like it. Oh, that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. Nah, I do like it.
Right. So what are they going to do with Monkey Island 5, do you think? I mean, are they going to... Is LucasArts going to make that?
Well, it's fictional.
Or what? Oh, I mean, surely someone's going to make
it. It's imaginary, literally.
Well, someone's got to make it at one point, surely.
Well, I think this...
Phantom Menace.
You know, this is Monkey Island 5. It's the fifth Monkey Island game. This whole Monkey Island... I think it's like Chris said, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones thing. They just kind of want to be able to start the game without having to explain the story gap, maybe.
Yeah, it's just a throwaway quote from him about that Monkey Island 5, Monkey Island 6 thing. It doesn't... I don't think he meant it to be taken literally.
Oh,
yeah,
I see, okay.
That's what I think, too.
It's just a way of thinking about it, you know?
It also sounds like they're trying to deflect criticism, like, you know, the expectation that a Monkey Island 5 would have to be a full-fledged 25-hour, traditional adventure game.
Yeah, that's what Dave Grossman was saying about it when he was asked about it in interviews.
Now, something they also said was that Tales of Monkey Island, more so than any previous Telltale series, would work together as a whole a lot.
That made me more excited.
Like, it's going to be less self-contained, the episodes, it sounds like. And I'm kind of curious to the extent. I guess the parts that make up the previous Monkey Island games is going to be like part 1 and part 2. I'm kind of curious as to how they would divided up like
that. Well, I've heard someone in Telltale say that we'll be surprised how much of a whole game it feels by the end of the series. It will feel like a one big game rather than a series. Good. More than anything else.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. That's sort of how I've always imagined a Telltale episodic thing should be. I mean, it's like Grim Fandango with the years, Monkey Island with the chapters.
Yeah, and I think
what I've always wanted them to do is that one chapter for an episode.
Yeah, and I think
and then keep going.
I think Monkey Island also just lends itself better to being this big epic thing.
Yeah.
You know, Sam and Max, it does make more sense for it to be separate, smaller things. Although I do think with season 2, that was about as close to a singular big adventure game that I was ever expecting Telltale to do. I thought they did a pretty good job with Sam and Max season 2 feeling like one big adventure game.
Certainly, I think it came together at the end. I thought that both seasons actually were fairly hit and miss. But when they were good, they were really good. And when they were best was when they were telling this bigger story, I think.
And assuming that each of the 5 Monkey Island episodes will be a part, in the previous games, the parts were kind of different lengths. Like the final part of all the Monkey Island games is kind of like intentionally really brief, the Guybrush kicks butt or whatever the variation was of the game. I guess this time they're sort of confined to making all the chapters of a singular length.
Well, that doesn't matter too much, does it?
Well, that reminds me of Sam and Max again, actually, because at the end of each of the individual episodes, there's always a kind of boss battle-esque moment where they have to do some sort of adventure-y puzzle in a limited, closed space, a bit like the end of the Monkey Island games were. So maybe they'll have a sort of mini-climax at the end of each episode, and then the last episode will have a sort of more extended climax.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they could just say... you could theoretically have, like, multiple parts in one episode. Not that this is a big deal to me. I'm just kind of thinking, comparing how I might have to make a Monkey Island game in an episodic format.
I don't really see them making sort of multiple parts as in having the chapter music for Monkey Island within several times within one episode.
I see what you mean. But probably only be once right at the beginning.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that music right at the beginning of each chapter.
Yeah.
I bet it will. I bet they will.
I have to say, I'm very excited about the music for both this and the special edition.
Michael Land.
Michael Zedland.
I geeked out when I saw that on the Telltale site.
I made the noise of a pig being strangled, which is the only appropriate noise to make.
I concur with that.
Yeah. Because one thing that I always loved about Michael Land is the bass lines that he puts into everything. They really add to it because he's a bass player himself, and he obviously puts a lot of work into that. And I think that's a lot of what makes Monkey Island music feel like Monkey Island music is what's going on in the background there.
And of course,
it's a shame he hasn't done much the last few years.
No. I don't know what he's been doing. Didn't he work in SimCity? Or is that someone else?
At least not that I'm aware of. I don't know what he's done since LucasArts, honestly. Now, he's composed for all 4 Monkey Island games, right? Like, he did the first game, the third game, kind of by himself. And for parts 2 and 4, he kind of shared responsibilities with Clint and...
Clint Jacket and Peter McGowan. Peter McConnell.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really cool to see that he's back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it would be the same without him. I think they had to get him.
Although I will say, I was assuming that Jared Emerson Johnson would be doing it, and that that wouldn't have been a problem for me, because, I mean, he has been pretty consistently awesome in all
of
the
great
Telltale games. But
yeah,
definitely give him his due.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got too many projects to do. Like, he's going straight from Wallace and Gromit to Sam and Max, I think.
Well, he's really nailed Sam and Max, I think, hasn't he?
Yeah, that seems to be his thing. He owns that music now, really.
And I think the identity of a series is really keyed up with the music. Like, for it to be properly Monkey Island, it has to have the right music. That's really important. They've got that right.
I keep cutting everybody off.
That's all right.
What are, like, specific things that you guys would, like, consider, like, necessities for a Monkey Island game? Like, what was...
Very...
Like, smaller things. Like, you know, like...
Stan.
Stan? Yeah, I was telling Jake, I think it's like necessary that the control yeah. W gag be included because that's in all four games.
Yeah.
Stan is in all four games. Although yeah. I do agree about Stan just because he is in all four, but I hope they don't make the mistake of Monkey Island 4 and like bring back just everybody possible just for seemingly the sake of it.
Did anyone maybe get
that feeling in the
I don't know, I, from what I've heard that
No,
I don't think they will be. Were you saying,
no.
Chris?
No, they brought back a few characters from Melee.
Yeah.
Just like the main sort of crew.
They brought back
Murray and
they
Stan.
Brought back, aside from LeChuck and the Voodoo Lady and Elaine, who are the main characters, they brought back
and Stan,
Otis
yeah.
and Carla.
Otis,
and
Carla,
Meat Hook. And Murray and
yeah,
Herman.
And Murray was completely pointless in that game.
Yeah. And to be fair, you know, there were a lot of cameos in Part 3, but they just seemed less forced. Like, Part 3, what I like about Curse of Monkey Island is that, you know, as much as it referenced the previous games, it did feel like its own game, and I hope Telltale's version kind of goes that route, too.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, from what I heard is that they're not returning to previous islands for the start of the series. I think I read
yeah.
that. I might have just
There's
made
no
that
need
up.
To.
Yeah, which is
I
good.
I think what they said is that there's not going to be a central hub for the game either. It's not.
Right.
It's going to be much more each game takes place in a completely different location with new
right.
stuff going on.
Okay, that's quite cool.
Which
I like that.
That really excites me to go.
Yeah.
That I know when I go into the next part of the game, I'm going to be exploring all new locations and maybe with
yeah.
completely different mood to the last time. And someone also said that the mood is going to change a lot over the course of the series.
Yeah,
yeah,
it sounds like if he returns to any island, it won't be any more than, you know, than it was in Monkey Island 1 when he returned to Melee at the end, or Monkey Island 4 when he kind of returned to Melee between, I think it was the Lucre Island segment. So that is
yeah.
pretty cool, that it won't all be confined to this one hub area.
I just thought of something that really makes Monkey Island for me, is the maps.
Yep.
When you have the map of the island, and then you have the amazing music, and then you click on all the locations. And actually, we haven't had a good map in a Telltale game yet. I don't think Sam & Max has
yeah.
maps, if I remember rightly. Strong
no.
Bad had the really, really bad map function. I didn't see the point of
putting... I liked
putting,
him.
I
well,
it
that.
Just confused
yeah.
me. And then Wallace and Gromit I haven't played.
It'd been... Yeah. Was that a separate button, or was it the
yeah.
inventory?
Yeah, I think
map.
It was the I don't know what it was. And then
was
you had
just,
to put the location.
It was just a button.
Stupid.
There was a map button. There was an
yeah,
there
was
a
map
button.
Yeah, that's right. I thought so.
But it wasn't a good
well,
map.
I think the reason for them to do that map style in Strong Bad was that they'd never really said where these locations were in the Strong Bad Homestar Runner
see,
world.
Yeah.
And so they didn't want to pin it down. They didn't want Telltale to pin it down.
Okay.
But because
Fair
people,
enough, I
mean, it's the sort of series that people obsess over the details in. So they got around it by just saying, "Well, let the players put wherever they like, so that there's no right answer."
Now,
which is a good way of getting around it.
I'm definitely
Gabriel,
looking
when
forward
say,
to getting a.
When you say you'd like to see a map, you mean like in Monkey Island 2, where like you have the, you can click on an island. Because
the individual island map, I presume.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean
oh,
just
yeah.
the island maps. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the overhead.
In all the
yeah.
Games.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is really important to me is the, you know, the verb line "use fish with box" or whatever at the bottom of the screen. I think it's important that makes a comeback because it seems, I don't know, it just seems like Monkey Island doesn't really work without it. I don't know why.
That doesn't seem like, I think that's pretty disposable to, in my opinion. But like, they are bringing back the item combination, which is kind of interesting. Because,
yeah.
like, if you look at Monkey Island 3, that was based off the Full Throttle engine, which had kind of changed the inventory up so that it was, like, just a handful of items. You could do nothing but look at them. Like, you couldn't combine them. And, like, Curse of Monkey Island retained Full Throttle's engine, but changed the inventory. Because, you know, you apparently can't have a Monkey Island game or you can't combine inventory. And what's funny is that the exact same thing happened with Escape from Monkey Island. They pretty much stole Grimm's engine... But one of the few modifications they made was to redo the inventory so that you can combine items. It's like
yeah.
Tim
the
Schafer...
The other thing that they did
yeah.
was add the verb line that I was just talking
right.
about to Escape
That's true
from
too.
Monkey Island.
Is that something that Telltale's doing? I forget. Is that in a screenshot? They brought the sentence line back?
The sentence line, it's not on any of screenshots yet, but they haven't finalized the interface either, because I seem to remember reading somewhere that they were playing it with a keyboard, which isn't final because they haven't pinned down the interface yet. So that might.
I do agree.
Still be
I like. I do like that.
I mean, well, I like. Right, I like the sentence. Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
It reminds me so much of that great bit in the first Monkey Island game where they're having the fight behind the painting and behind the wall in the mansion. It's just all in the sentence line that you can see what's happening. But
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, they were making, you know, that gag was making fun of an interface that they kind of had to have. I mean, that interface was in the game because at the time that was the best and most streamlined thing they could do or could come up with, and the game was kind of just making fun of that. But I mean, it sounds like retaining the sentence line for a 2009 Monkey Island game, it sounds like that's fueled more by nostalgia than because there's any real reason to include it.
I mean, Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, that's what you mean by sentence line?
What do you mean?
Well, you just I'm trying to remember how Wallace and Gromit. I don't remember making sentence lines in Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, when you like do actions and things, they in the top right corner, at least on the 360 version, it says use thing with thing when you're doing stuff.
All that. Yeah.
Oh, so you just mean having the word like use appear when you click on something. Okay.
Yeah, but having the whole sentence constructed as well. I don't know why it's important to me. I don't know why I should care about it, but for some reason, it just makes it feel more Monkey Island-y to me. I don't know what it is.
I like it when you're trying out something completely ridiculous, because you always do, and that's how you play a Monkey Island game. You think, I'm stuck. Well, let's try using the monkey on the thingamajig or whatever. And then you try it, and it's quite funny to see it actually spelt out for you, thinking, this is what my life has become. This is how surreal everything is now. And then you either laugh or you cry. I suppose.
Yeah, I love it when it mocks you for trying stupid things.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, I mean, that, just thinking about the upgrade. That's what I wonder about. That is that there's going to be so much more dialogue possibly in that game because they could just spew out these random things. Maybe they were more restricted when they made Curse of Monkey Island because they knew they were going to have to record every line. I wonder if there's going to be a lot more of these hidden bits of dialogue that most people will never get to hear in the new Secret of Monkey Island.
What?
Secret of Monkey Island's quite short, really, isn't it?
Yeah, like, there's not much dialogue.
Which one?
Yeah.
The first one?
Secret Monkey Island. Yeah, it's quite a small game, really.
Not
isn't
the
it?
First time. I mean, every game is small when you know how to beat it. Mm. I mean, you know, it's a pretty.
I mean, in terms of dialogue, where to go.
I think.
Things to do.
I think it's with a pretty healthy size. I gotta say. I mean, yeah, I could beat it in probably a half hour, not much longer than that. That's only because I know all the puzzles and can like.
We're talking about in terms of dialogue. We're not talking about actual progression.
I don't know.
In terms of dialogue, combinations.
I mean, Monkey Island doesn't have anyone in it apart from Herman. And Melly,
that's
not that many characters.
Yeah.
When I first played it, I definitely had that sense of scope that I get from a big game. I mean, I don't consider it. I mean, yeah. It just seems so hard to quantify the length of an adventure game you already know how to beat. Like, it's not even possible to do it.
Got sort of derailed the conversation there anyway, sorry about that.
That's good.
What was the conversation again?
Tales of Monkey
Island. Oh yeah,
that game? Okay.
Yeah.
That's so 2006.
Well, Dominic is back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Is El Bowen, though, he is in the special edition, mm-hmm. but he didn't seem to be in Tales.
Yeah, he is in the special edition, but not Tales, or at least not what we've heard of Tales.
That's odd to me.
So, yeah, that's kind of weird.
But the other thing that I've heard is that the replacement voice is pretty good, and it's better than it might appear in the trailer as well.
I was saying with the Sam and Max ones. I remember them being awful in the first trailer. Mm.
I've heard good things about the new voice and that it's pretty close to what the El Bowen voice was.
Yeah, and I mean, the voodoo... Yeah, sorry.
You can go on.
Well, the voodoo lady was the same woman in Curse of Monkey Island and Escape from Monkey Island, it doesn't sound like it's the same actress in this one, but I think we can all agree that, I mean, Guybrush is the yeah, and Secret.
Yeah.
Wait, it's,
yeah,
it's
as long
the
as they've got Dominic.
Woman in Secret?
Yeah, in the special edition, definitely.
It is?
It is, promise.
Okay, well, I was just gonna say, I mean, Dom is obviously the important one, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really
well, the first
difficult.
Person to be outraged if Dom wasn't in it would
oh,
be
sure.
Dom, so...
Yeah, yeah. It's really difficult to come up with a fake Dom. I mean, in fact, there's a... It's kind of a bit sad, actually, the Secret of Monkey Island speech project, which I mean, if you look at some of the videos, they were doing a pretty good job. I guess they're going to abandon it now. I don't know, maybe they won't, but...
Sounds like they already did. I mean...
No, did they? I haven't checked on their website.
I haven't heard any updates.
Yeah, well,
it's a bit pointless now.
They did. There's a pretty good fake Dom going about, but even though he's really good, he doesn't sound anything like Dom.
I like the one they used for Beneath Monkey Island.
Yeah, that's him. I can't remember his name.
Is it
Tom McGregor? Actually, I think there's two of them, and they're really
good. I quite
liked
him.
I haven't heard of him. I think
the reason that it's so difficult to get a Dom-alike is that. Is that as good as he is for the voice, and he's brilliant for the voice, and he does all of his lines brilliantly, it's a fairly sort of nondescript voice. It's difficult to pin down.
Yeah.
And that sort of voice is always the hardest to imitate.
Yeah, the other thing is that he doesn't sound like he's doing much acting. It's just, that's just his voice, and it's kind of hard to mimic that. I mean, if you're trying to go for some generic, demonic pirate voice, you know, you might be able to sound pretty close, but I mean, Dom is just... That's just him. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
It's a very genuine performance.
Yeah, actually, on the voices, I was surprised to find that they're going back to Curse of Monkey Island Elaine, who is English, and in Escape from Monkey Island, she was American. So I'm pretty happy that Elaine's English again. Not that necessarily matters. I just think it's interesting.
I was kind of curious about that. Did you?
Yeah.
I actually preferred the Monkey Island 4 Elaine. I didn't prefer her attitude.
I did too.
But I think the voice sounded more like that. I don't know. She sounded a little bit more like I would have expected her to sound when I played the first two games. But I mean, I don't mind that the Curse Elaine is back. I just, when I played Curse of Monkey Island, she felt a little bit too much like
She's barely in Curse.
Well, she felt a little bit too much like a classic damsel in distress character in Curse for me. Although she did have those moments where she...
That's the writing rather than... Yeah.
She only had about three lines.
Yeah, exactly.
And they cut out her big showdown at the end that she was apparently supposed to have. Yeah. So maybe that would have kind of addressed that.
Yeah. Well, hearing the voices the first time in Curse of Monkey Island was always a strange experience for me.
Definitely.
Anyway, because I, especially because I'm English, in my head, everyone was talking in an English accent, you know, and so I had to readjust for a moment. This game was made by Americans, so. And most people who played it probably were imagining these voices in an American accent. But it did take time for me to adjust, and I think I still do prefer the English-sounding Elaine to the other one. But I always thought the American one was kind of whiny. But I like all the voices now.
Yeah,
I like his...
Go on.
You can't go.
No, go on, Chris. After you.
I'm with Jason. I prefer the Escape Elaine. And Curse just felt wrong to me, but... I can't even remember her name. But also the same way, Earl Bowen, I preferred his performance in Escape to Curse. I'm not sure why, he just didn't sound quite right in Curse. I don't know if they gave him a bit more bass or something in Escape. He sounded a bit more villainous.
Well, also, it's just a factor of them just growing into those roles. Like, I don't think that the writing in Monkey Island 4 is superior to Curse of Monkey Island, but, I mean, Dom just, like... Like, he was better than ever in Escape from Monkey Island. In fact, like, I think Escape from Monkey Island has some of the best voice acting ever. Like, there's not, like, one wrong...
Yeah.
There's not one miscast person in that game.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about it.
Not a statement about the quality of the dialogue, just the voice acting. You know?
I wonder what... If they do bring back Stan, which Stan they'll use?
Yeah, they changed him... Like, in Curse, he was just sort of a... He was that, you know, kind of mild-mannered salesman kind of character. Like, he wasn't wacky
enough. He had a pretty deep voice, and he talked fairly slowly in Curse, which I wasn't really sure about.
And then in Escape, he was kind of like a Jim Carrey type guy. In my imagination, he's somewhere in between the two.
Yeah,
versions. I'm with that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope they find a new actor for Stan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's more hyper than he is in Curse, but not quite as hyper as he is in Escape.
The one person who has to be the same is Murray, though. It has to be Denny Doug.
Yeah. If they bring him back,
they cannot recast him.
If they bring him back,
yeah. I think someone said there'll be lots of old characters that come back, but probably not your favourite one, and I'm not sure what they meant by that.
I would love Largo to come back. Largo, I'd love to see more of. And actually, even though it sounds a bit weird, I'd quite like Dominic Armata to voice Largo, because he did it in the Mix and Mojo April Fools, and he did it really well as an Irish character.
Did he
get
it in the April Fools
gig? Yeah, he did it so well. I think he voiced the duck in Escape from Monkey Island as well, so he's got lots of main talents. But if you listen to Amato's, he's got like a demo track. It was floating around as an MP3. He does fantastic voices. He does so many good ones. He's a fantastic actor. I'm so glad he's doing some.
If you guys listening go don't know what we're talking about, go to soundtracks.mixandmojo.com. I'm pretty sure his demo tape is on there.
Is it?
Or it's on the scum bar.
It's good stuff.
It's available somewhere, in the obvious places. Yeah.
So yeah, I'd like them to utilize him a bit more, which makes sense in these credit crunch times, to reuse actors.
On the previous podcast, anyway. I was saying that like in the off chance that a Monkey Island 5 would be announced, it would be sort of weird that it would exist in the same world as Ghost Pirates of Voodoo Island. And now, you know, that is a reality. We've got like these two.
Oh, yeah.
We've
yes.
got these two
got to mention that.
Supernatural themed pirate, supernatural pirate themed adventure games being made by ex LucasArts people, and suddenly they're being thrown into the same general time frame. I think it's
brilliant.
It's going to help. I think it might actually help Bill Tiller's game, where like they might actually help each other because they each kind of make the other even more relevant.
Hmm. I think Bill Tiller's game will have the best art because from the screenshots. And that's not a criticism of Telltale. Yeah. It's just that Voodoo Island has shit hot art.
You cannot compete with hand-drawn illustrations by Bill Tiller.
No.
I mean, it's not even close.
No.
But, yeah. But, yeah, I look at it as, like, now we get two Monkey Islands, basically, or, you know.
Well, we basically get three actually.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, what has happened with the world? This is a week ago.
Yeah.
We had nothing and no chance of anything. And now we've got three Monkey Island games and hell has frozen over. It's insane.
And Monkey Island's on the main LucasArts page.
Oh, it's brilliant.
As their main game. It's their only internally developed game.
What's going on?
I'm scared. Yeah.
And I remember
I'm confused.
When I was watching that making of video that LucasArts put up and they would show all these people working at the company, I was like, wow, they have an art director and a composer. They really do have people working
people.
There. Crazy.
They must be the most bored people in the world.
Well, maybe this is what I mean.
Them in the 3D realms, guys.
So they fired everyone after Force Unleashed except for like this handful of people and they've just been working on this Monkey Island remake? Is that what we're supposed to believe? I don't know.
I hope so.
I just really hope that...
All of them.
I hope it's successful enough for LucasArts to justify doing more of this with their other games.
Loom!
Or just releasing them in general. I mean, even if they don't update them, it will be nice for them
Loom.
To... You like Loom? I love Loom.
Loom.
Oh, I love Loom.
I like Loom.
Everyone likes Loom.
yeah, we've established
it's still
that.
it's still advertised in the Monkey Island 1 special edition.
Yes,
that's
yeah.
what
I like
love.
That. I do like
that's
that.
Brilliant.
I also like how Spiffy the dog has finally gotten his due in close-up form.
Yeah. See, because I had the Amiga version, but it still had that box art. I always thought in my head that in the PC version with its extra colors and amazingness, they had the full screen Spiffy, but obviously that I now know that's not true. So
yeah, they just never bothered.
I only found out that he was on the box art like yesterday, and when Adventure Gamers mentioned it, I didn't realize that.
You know what I'm thinking? I wonder if they'll get rid of the stump joke because the PC version of Monkey Island 1 actually got rid of that joke, and they even removed the reference to it in the credits. I think someone is credited as like
it's in the bounty pack though.
It's in the what?
It's in the bounty pack. The one they released on CD.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. Well, that's probably maybe it's the floppy disk version on CD. I'm talking about the one with. Well,
oh
yeah.
No.
Yeah, well,
I know what you mean. Yeah, the put in disc one, put in disc seven. Yeah, that, I don't think that actually is in the CD version. No,
yeah, they
but
took
if
it
they're
out.
Maybe they'll put it back because if they're aware enough to put in Spiffy, which was just a box thing, a thing on the back of the box, maybe they're aware enough to bring back the stump joke as well. I'd love to see it and see what they did with it in the enhanced version.
They could easily update it for you know, download this new patch or whatever. I mean, I wondered if they would update other areas. Like, for instance, the Tell Me About Loom thing. They could have made it about Fracture or something crap like that. So I'm glad they've not done that.
I'm glad.
But they could have done
really
it. They really thought about it.
Tell me about Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings. No, don't.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's shit.
Tell me about Fate of Atlantis inside Indiana Jones and the Staff of Kings.
Ah, that's more like it.
I never did get that review copy, so it looks like I'm buying it to get the review on time.
No, if it does turn up, it'll be 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's what happened with the Vampire Story game. Like,
Lego Indie as well. I was getting that.
But anyway, back to
Damn,
Tales
I should
of
be
Monkey
getting
Island.
Games.
Okay, on the special edition. We'd got into that.
Yeah, let's talk about the special edition. What else? Because there's that joke where you fall off the edge of the cliff as well in Monkey Island 1, and it's like a Sierra death.
I would
screen,
really want. I would say they should definitely keep that, but then I still don't understand why they would even have taken the stump joke out of the CD version of the game. I mean, did they really think someone was going to be fooled? Did they really? Were they that afraid that they needed to remove it and the reference to it in the credits? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm sure just as many people would have been fooled in the original game, thinking, where is Disc 22? But, anyway.
One person I want to mention, I've watched one of the videos, those for the secret, the one where with LeChuck and Bob talking in the ship.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Bob's voice. He's so brilliant. He's brilliantly acted.
Yeah, he's different to how I imagined.
Nebbish voice.
Yes,
he's different to how I imagined, but he's brilliant. I agree.
I did not expect that scene to have a narrator, to be preceded by a narrator. Like I thought they would just keep the text over on top, but I guess anyway.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sold on the narrator voice, but it's okay.
Yeah,
there's a couple of lines.
I never imagined that even intended to be spoken by somebody, but you know. It was just an observation. Kind of weird.
No, I agree.
One thing we're hoping that the voice acting could, all the music could possibly be put over into the original version when you swap it over, or some sort of option.
I'd really like that because sometimes I would like to go back to the original graphics, but man, that new music sounds good from what I've heard of it so far.
Yes. Then you know the Scumbar, but that's about
I hope they release the soundtrack. Really
all of the voice acting does sound great too. Mm. LucasArts has always been really good with voice acting in general.
Yeah,
they don't seem to have lost that.
Actually, I also
Force Unleashed's music was actually good.
What did you say?
Sorry, Cam. I was saying Force Unleashed's music and voice acting is actually still really good.
Is it?
Cam.
I hope they release the soundtrack. I also hope they release the Curse of Monkey Island soundtrack.
And Escape from Monkey Island, Monkey Island 2, Monkey Island.
Well, I mean, specifically Curse of Monkey Island, because we haven't had a proper CD quality release. And
it would be nice to hear it. It's got a great soundtrack. They all
It is a game that deserves an album.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying that is definitely a game that deserves an album.
Yeah, that would surprise me if that didn't.
I mean, there are, files. I won't say any more. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But there are, apparently, someone told me, it is kind of ready somewhere, and it sounds amazing. The soundtrack sounds different to how it is in the game. Not only is it better quality, it's also more complete.
Right, different arrangements,
I mean, Escape from Monkey Island has some nice music as well, so I wouldn't say no to that, but particularly Curse of Monkey Island probably has the best.
All of Curse's music is available,
soundtrack.
Though, right? Like, hasn't...
Yeah. It's quite low quality though. It's not CD quality.
Yeah, right.
And that the trouble with the in cutscene ones. Yeah. Where it does all the sound and the voices and stuff. I want it without.
That was
some brilliant stuff in there.
And like Escape from Monkey Island, like none of the cutscene music is available. Like I think except for the ending one, because like Clint Bajakian, I have no idea how to say that.
Yeah.
He put like the big
Bajuju.
Yeah, he put that big 10-minute composition from the final cutscene like on his website, and then LucasArts made him shut it down.
That really annoyed me.
Yeah.
I missed getting it.
Oh, I think I might have that. I'm not sure.
No, that has been it's on soundtracks.mixandmojo. It was preserved by fans, obviously, but
yeah.
But the LucasArts lawyers obviously prevented Clint from putting any additional cutscene music on there, and that's what I'm pissed off about.
Well, okay. I'm pretty sure, like, one good thing about Telltale, well, there's loads of good things about Telltale, but, I mean, there's going to be a good soundtrack release, for sure.
Yes. They do show respect to their soundtracks.
Good merchandise. I have asked Emily Morganti, their PR lady.
Lovely Emily.
About possibility of a soundtrack and merchandise and that, and especially a soundtrack. And she says it's up to LucasArts.
Oh, is it? Right. Well, I'd be surprised if LucasArts said no.
They have full merchandise, and, yeah.
I mean, will they say no to money? Because it will be money. Yeah. I mean, they could. I'm sure Sam and Max soundtrack is sold well enough to justify it.
Mm.
I would have thought.
I'm sure they're badgering them about it.
Yeah.
Especially getting Michael Land. That's quite a coup.
Yeah. I wonder what his middle name is.
What the exact relationship is between LucasArts and Telltale. I mean.
Well, it's very much like, you know, with the Chapman brothers and with Aardman. It's just kind of, we're licensing out their product so they can return it at any time. But.
Presumably LucasArts gets like some profit.
Telltale are
a pretty
safe pair of hands, I would have thought, with licenses. Yeah. They sort of proved that.
Yeah. Like, do they get to sell it on their own? That's what I'm kind of fuzzy on. It definitely sounds like Telltale is both developing and publishing the games, but LucasArts, you know, obviously has some sort of... I mean, it's on their site as well, their own site.
Yeah, they get a cut of the money, I should think. And they get, you know, a say on, probably a final say on things.
Mm.
They have to okay everything, I don't know.
Maybe they're just getting the same deal that everyone else has got.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably right.
Good, I don't mind.
We've decided.
Yeah, seems to work.
Okay.
As long as there's a soundtrack CD,
I'll be happy. I'll be very happy. I'm very, very happy, actually. Well, if the rest of my life wasn't so miserable, I would be the happiest man in the world. Because this is brilliant news. I hope my computer will be able to run it, actually. That's the other thing. I hope it's not too high tech. It doesn't look too high tech.
Do you have a Wii?
Do you run the other ones?
No, I don't. I wish I did. My sister has, actually, but I don't think I can use that. I'm Mighty Morphin Power Tempted to buy one.
At least one Sam and Max episode, though?
Oh, yeah, on PC, yeah. I imagine if I can run Sam and Max, I can run TMI, I would have thought.
Yeah.
And I should be able to tweak the settings a bit, but run it in 640 times 480 or whatever. As long as I can run the damn thing and listen to it, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Monkey Island.
We should edit this bit out. Edit this awkward point out. What else can we talk about?
Well,
because we don't know much about the story at all.
Yeah, well, I'm
purposely avoiding the story.
Yeah, me too.
Story.
Something about pox, but I don't know. It's all good.
Pox going on. Something about turning pirates into mindless zombies or something.
That sounds good.
That's Escape from Monkey Island.
Oh, wait, yeah.
There is a part of me that's tempted to wait until the whole thing's done just because it's supposedly being built as one big game, but that's not going to happen. But
yeah, well, I'm looking forward to being able to play this episode by episode, because in previous Telltale games I've waited till the end because I haven't been that interested, actually. And I think there's something to be gained of kind of, you know, playing it at the same time as everyone else and then speculating on the next episode and waiting a few weeks. And that sounds like fun.
I mean, especially if they do it in a kind of, as they said they were going to do it, having cliffhangers at the end and really leading up to the next episode. It's going to be really exciting every month, speculating as to where it's going to go next.
Because I haven't really felt that with Sam & Max. I didn't think that the cliffhangers were that good, actually.
No.
Have you played all... You've played both seasons, right?
I have, yeah. I just didn't feel... I've been talking to some other people about Summon Max, and actually they were like, yeah, this is good, but I'm just not that excited by it.
I can agree with that, actually. Mm. I mean, I liked them, I enjoyed them, but aside from a couple of the episodes, I didn't quite get that old feeling of playing the adventure game. So I was really into it.
Yeah. Mm. So I think I'm going to be pretty stoked about Monkey Island, because I like that anyway so much.
And then, of course, we got straight... I'm want to bring up the timing, though, because it's quite odd that they've still got Wallace and Gromit going.
Yeah, you know? It is a bit weird.
And there'll be Monkey Island in the middle of it.
Do you think they were forced a little bit by LucasArts to release them both at the same time?
Well, I imagine they figure it's two completely separate audiences anyway. Besides, the third episode of Wallace and Gromit comes out this month, right?
And yeah,
the last one should come out in July, presumably, so there won't be much of an overlap, really.
Well, I guess Telltale are quite a bit bigger than they used to be as well, so they can afford to do this kind of thing now. They can have the teams more split on different projects and that sort of thing.
Hmm. I'm going to say that Telltale intended for it to be released this soon.
I'm glad they did. Yeah. Just a month to go.
Yeah.
It's still
pretty
glad
it didn't get leaked before. That's quite surprising. Now it's just so soon it'll come in low. They're probably bigger than LucasArts. Yeah. Almost certainly.
Well, it was rumored for ages, but just didn't believe it.
It's been rumored since 2001. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Same with the special edition. That's always getting rumored.
It started to become a joke.
No. Yeah. And suddenly they're both at once.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think there's ever been so much Monkey Island news at once.
No. Well, we're living in a very different age. Because do you remember when Escape from Monkey Island was announced? We got one tiny screenshot, and I think we spent about 2 weeks discussing this one screenshot, and everyone had all these theories about how Ron was spelt out in the stars. It was all bollocks. People were like zooming in to blurred pieces, and like, it's Murray! No, it isn't, you idiot. I kind of missed that, because we've got everything at once, which is also cool, I guess, and that's kind of very appropriate for the blogosphere Web 2.0 age, where we get everything downloading straight into our brains. It's very 2009.
What annoys me most about Tales is that so many people seem to be complaining about it before.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's pure mix and mojo.
Well, twats. I mean, oh. I don't really see a lot of...
If it's just the 3D.
I don't really see a lot of complaining. I mean, there's like that one ridiculous thread about... I mean, to me, anything exciting that gets announced, you're going to have complaints. I mean, I see it as a positive thing, because you go on the Telltale forums, you see people there who have obviously never been there before or haven't been there in a while. So, I think the only thing I would take from the excitement on the forums, both positive and negative, is that people are excited. People, you know, care about the game. Even if, you know, majority of what people are saying is complete rubbish, I mean, there's a new Monkey Island game coming out, and you're sort of getting that community speculation thing kind of out of it, and that's something you haven't seen in a while.
I've seen some more sort of negative comments on the general internet. Some people saying that they think the visuals look really bad, and I don't think they understand that a lot of what's been shown at E3 is kind of early as far as graphical polish goes, and that there's going to be better lighting and better shaders on the stuff by the time that the game gets released. That's what I've heard, at least, and that it's going to look more polished than it has been in the release stuff so far.
Well, there's a fair bit of that, but like when I went to Kotaku and, you know, the mainstream gaming sites, and I read the comments, people on the whole seem pretty excited, you know? I mean, I think it's been so long that, you know, people want another Monkey Island game. You know,
the
reaction I've
seen... Everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, right. And that's the main thing. But yeah, the complaints about the controls, I think, are completely ridiculous. I mean, Wallace and Gromit was not bad at all. I mean, even if there were problems with it, they were not problems that you would need to make a 10-page thread over.
Mm.
I don't know.
No.
I guess...
Sorry,
I guess
what... What is it about the controls?
Just the fact that apparently something more than a mouse may be involved gets certain people completely insane. Like, I don't know.
I think people are a bit still. Some people are sore about Emmy, Escape from Monkey Island, and you know the control system was awful in Escape from Monkey Island. I will defend that game, but I won't defend the controls. And they're just going, you know, we really don't want you to screw this up. That's probably why they're complaining a bit.
And that's what I understand. I mean, people, as much as they complained about Escape from Monkey Island's controls, they obviously put up with it. And it's so obvious that Telltale's version, even though we don't know much about it, it's so obviously going to be better than that. It just seems like there wouldn't be so much whining. Because if it's anything like Wallace and Gromit is still a point-and-click game. The only difference is you use the keyboard to walk. I mean, everything else is still point-and-click. You still point-and-click to interact with the environment and to, you know, drag inventory items onto things. It just doesn't seem like such a bold enough change that it should inspire so much negativity, but I guess that's just the nature of the thing. And I think Monkey Island fans...
I was wondering about...
Well, no, go ahead.
We fear change.
I was wondering about how Wallace and Gromit worked on the PC, because I played the demo on the 360 the other day, and it is a bit awkward on the 360 where you walk with one of the thumbsticks and the other... thumbstick you use to sort of point towards different objects.
Oh, I bet that is.
It gets a bit annoying.
Yeah, I have a PC gamepad and I found it kind of awkward, but for the keyboard and mouse controls, I was fine with it. I mean,
yeah, that sounds fine.
Nothing more than a point-and-click adventure game, but you use the arrows to move around. That's the only difference. Yeah. I mean, it blows my mind that it could get so many people so bad out of shape.
And I guess how that would be if they decided to do something similar, that's how it would be with the sort of Wiimote and the nunchuck. They just use the nunchuck to walk around and the Wiimote to point at stuff.
Yeah. That sounds perfect to me. Yeah. You know, it sounds like the best way to do it. I think Monkey Island fans and maybe even adventure fans in general just tend to be the most protective, even when it doesn't make any sense. Like you said, they fear change.
Yes.
I mean, not to criticize. You, Peter, but like, you know, this idea that we have to have the sentence line back. I mean, I think we're more attached to some of the things that don't necessarily matter. I think that's something that's plagued adventure games just in general, and it's probably a reason they're so, well, they have been bad over the years. Like, you play an adventure game from the late 90s or a modern adventure game, and it's like the developers are so keen on making sure the inventory works like the old 1990 game you played, and it's still point and click, and, you know, all of the dialogue trees work exactly the same as they did in the old days, but like the games suck because the story is bad and the writing is bad and the world isn't compelling, and that's what an adventure game is in the end.
I absolutely agree with that point. I think that one of the reasons that adventure games sort of went by the wayside a bit is because that they failed to evolve. But at the same time, I don't think there's anything wrong with a bit of nostalgia, especially when Monkey Island is concerned.
Right, and it's not even so much... I don't think adventure games have to evolve. I mean, you look at a Telltale game, they haven't evolved that much. I mean, so far they've all been
point-and-click games. I think that's one of their problems.
Well, I think Telltale has evolved them. I think they've evolved them by stripping them down to what actually matters. Like, you know, it's... All that really matters is the stuff like the story and the characters, and they sort of stripped away the interface, stripped away... I mean, I'm not saying there isn't room for evolution, but I think people kind of look for evolution kind of in the wrong ways.
Maybe. And by the way, I didn't want to sort of knock Telltale too much there. I was just saying that sometimes in the past, some of their episodes haven't been exactly what I want in adventure games, and they have got better over the years that they've been operating, I think, and I'm really looking forward to what they're doing with Tails.
Yep.
Oh yeah, I didn't see you as being overly negative at all. I mean,
Well, if I had one single worry about Tales of Monkey Island, is that it's a WiiWare release. I mean, Strong Bad was intentionally quite simple, because WiiWare only takes up like a few megabytes of space.
Yeah, I think you're right in that the fact that it's on WiiWare could, in a lot of ways, dictate what it's going to look like. But, you know, it's also possible they'll just let the PC version...
Well, on the other hand, they've been making a big thing about them updating the space at at last, so you can have a big SD card on there now.
Right. And of course, yeah. CSI so and Sam and Max have had Wii ports, physical Wii ports, but I mean...
It's disc-based, though.
Right. And,
yeah, and the stuff, the download to SD card and the play from SD card stuff is already in place now, so...
Yeah, so I think that's... See, that's only a small worry now. I think that I'm sure they're going to take advantage of the bigger space.
Well, here's my thing. I don't think that they would have aimed this at a WiiWare release if it had restricted them with what they wanted to do in any way. Because they could have just as easily gone for a 360 release if that was the case.
Although, it sounds like the Wii sales for Strong Bad have been satisfactory, and that probably had a lot to do with it. But I really like the idea of a Monkey Island game on Wii. Anyway, I mean, it's not the one I'm gonna get, but because I mean, I'm gonna get the PC version, but I just really love.
I do love
the idea of a Monkey Island game on the Wii and the control system that we just said. That really seems like the absolute perfect way to do it. So,
it's odd to me though that they're both on PC, rightfully so, but Secret Monkey Island goes to Xbox, Tales of Monkey Island goes to Wii.
Yeah, that is kind of bizarre.
And Sony gets sold.
I'm not sure what LucasArts was thinking there. I don't know, but...
One on the other, and Sony gets none. Not that I mind, that particular circumstance, but I'm sure there's plenty of people who do.
Well, I think the Sony one, it tends to have these more sort of esoteric titles on it so far, is what I've been noticing, is that it doesn't really have... It has kind of weird stuff on there. Weird stuff like Flower and the Pixel
though.
Junk games. And they're good, but they're kind of artsy. And I don't know.
The main complaint is that apart from PC, the consoles are all getting screwed in some fashion. Xbox just gets one. Wii just gets one. Sony doesn't get any. PC gets both. So you can either have one or the other.
Well, I'd like to see it on everything.
Somebody being left out.
I think some of it just has to do with Telltale being in kind of its early, still relatively in its early days as far as doing the online console thing. There are probably logistical reasons behind the amount of console releases they can do simultaneously. I don't understand why LucasArts.
Secrets cannot go into Wii.
Is going only on Xbox Live for the consoles, but whatever.
Well, I would have thought LucasArts has got burnt pretty badly with the whole Staff of Kings. Well, they had this stupid policy of releasing every game on every platform at the same time. And I think that really is a dumb policy. It's better to work on one version and get it right, and then maybe bring out another consoles if it's a success later on.
Yeah, but you'd think that a company with the resources of LucasArts would be able to do that. I mean, lesser companies are able to do big multi-platform releases. I mean, Traveller's Tales, the ones that do the Lego games, aren't a massive company by any means, but they've managed to do these big multi-platform releases.
Well, LucasArts aren't a big company either. LucasArts are pretty small at the moment, and they have pretty limited resources, I should imagine. Although they are part of this massive empire.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much money they have, but...
Well, now they are.
It does sound like, though, this idea of being on specific... consoles, that is kind of what they did. I mean, Force Unleashed and the original Staff of Kings, it was going to be on 360 and PS3. That was their version, and they just kind of recruited other companies to do whatever they had to do to pump it out on all the remaining consoles, just so they could, all the remaining platforms, just so they can be on every platform. But it seems like the actual focus was put on the, like, you know, those two systems or whatever that it was originally intended for.
Anyway, that's off topic a little bit.
Yeah, I have a question, actually, for everyone. Just talking about complaints, there's been a lot of talk about Guybrush's look in the Special Edition. How much does that bother you?
Special Edition.
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, it may not be what I would have done, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
On the redone cover, he looks really, really odd. Yeah. But apart from in-game, I have no problem with it at all.
I don't think
I've got no problem
like
with it in-game.
Oh, that's quite good. Because for me, I mean, he looks like a weirdo, and it's not right at all. But actually, I think I can get used to it. Like, I just kind of forget about it pretty quickly, I think. And there are more important things, because everything else is brilliant. But
yeah,
some
I think
people
in general,
are saying, like, they can't get over it.
I think
it.
In general, LucasArts did a pretty respectable job, especially with the backgrounds. I think they did good. Did well.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
it makes me wonder how they might do another adventure game, like special edition remake.
Yeah.
Don't. That's bad asp territory.
I love bad asp.
No, I mean, I mean, it makes me wonder how they might approach another remake, like, you know, how they might do Monkey Island 2 or Loom or something. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Monkey Island 2 would be more difficult because there's a lot more music in it, say, for example.
Yeah.
And, it's just a bigger game in general. It's the backgrounds were way more detailed. Maybe they could get dig up the originals and scan them in at a higher resolution, but wow.
That's what I would that's what I would recommend. That's what I would like to see,
It would still be a pretty tall order to do a faithful
reproduction. You definitely read about the music. Because, like, it was
the
first iMuse game, I think, but it was also, like, the most complicated, like, by far. Yeah. Like, not even the MIDI-based adventure games, not even the other MIDI-based adventure games were that complicated with the music. Yeah. That would be interesting to see them try to tackle that.
Well, you can continue the discussion in the Mix and Mojo forums. Should we wrap it up now?
Yeah.
I thought I'd have that little plug for the forums. I felt a bit of a crap doing it, though. Are we finished? I mean, because we don't want to go on too long, do we? Because last time we went on for about 2 hours.
Well, we're exactly on the hour mark now, so I think it's a good point to wrap up.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Monkey Island.
Okay.
Yay!
all right. I'm give lost. This to Zarin. Make him go do the work to put this together now.
Okay, so I press stop now, yeah?
Yes, okay. Stop. The stop button. Button. Stop.
Stopping.